This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on the Steve Callis Show. It's Friday, September 21st, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's studio@sportstalknetwork.com. We're going to start with the baseball today. I know most people starting with the Giants at the Panthers, but it was a non-game. It was the third week of the year. The Giants crushed them, and we'll get to that. But there are division races going on and wild card races going on as they come down to the last 15, 18, 13 games, depending on what your record is. We'll start in the American League, and we'll start mainly with the games between contenders. Oakland and Detroit trying to avoid a sweep with the Tigers, and they do. Athletics 12, Tigers 4. Again, the Tigers, despite winning the first two games against the Athletics, need every win they can get. But yesterday, the Athletics hammer them 12-4. Smith with the only home run for the Athletics, but they get four RBIs from Smith, two RBIs from Donaldson, two RBIs from Contreras, the bottom of their order, and give Oakland a lot of credit. They've been good all year, and they remain good. The Tigers, 79-70, still in the hunt. We'll get to the standings, but they're going to have to go on a real hot streak. Only Omar Infante. Well, Infante had two hits. Garcia, the right fielder, had two hits. But the Tigers just haven't been able to put enough wins together. They have the pitching, but Scherzer came out the other day in the second inning. Verlander, obviously, is Verlander. But it doesn't look like the Tigers are going to get there. Athletics 12, Tigers 4. Neshek gets the win in relief. He's 2-1. Sanchez takes the loss. He's 3-6. Again, Oakland playing well all year. I think they're a threat in the playoffs. You know, we'll have to see what happens in that one-game wild card playoff. You know, winning you're in, losing you're out. But right now, the Athletics 85-64, Tigers 79-70. So the Athletics, six games in front of the Tigers, obviously. They go down the stretch. Tigers only with 13 games to play. Athletics only with 13 games to play. So a big win for Oakland. Oakland 12, Tigers 4. The Tigers, I think, are in a position now where they really are going to have to just win virtually every game to make the playoffs. Another game between contenders, the Rangers, a lock in the West. Rangers 3, Angels 1. Angels fighting for a playoff berth. Yu Darvish gets the win. He's 16-9, having a very good rookie season. Friere takes the loss. He's 3-2. Joe Nathan gets his 34th save, and boy, has he been a find for Texas this year. Rangers 3, Angels 1, Rangers 89-60, Angels 81-69. Beltre hits a two-run homer in the top of the ninth. That's the difference in the victory. Beltre with 34 homers and 95 RBIs, having a heck of a year. And again, we've talked about the Texas lineup. Kinsler, Andrus, Michael Young, Beltre, Nelson Cruz, Murphy, and that's without Josh Hamilton in the lineup. For the Angels, you know, Mike Trout falling off just a little, 324, 0-for-4 yesterday with two strikeouts, but the Angels are going to have to win some games. Pujols back after the birth of his daughter, returned 1-for-4, double. He's batting 283 for the year. But the Angels really could only, the only run they scored was Torrey Hunter's, well, it was an RBI by Torrey Hunter. Pujols had the only extra base hit, a double. Again, just it could be too little, too late for the Angels. We'll go into the standings in a bit. The Angels, 81-69, having a good enough year, but will that having a good year, but will that be good enough to make the playoffs? A few other games in the American League to look at. The Yankees, and again, if you follow the Yankees like I do, you've been waiting for Ichiro to explode. Ichiro has been shuffled in the outfield. He's been shuffled in the lineup. He hasn't complained at all. He is a super-duper star, and yeah, I understand he's not the 330 Ichiro, but He certainly has been the last 2 days on that doubleheader on Wednesday when the Yankees swept the day-night doubleheader from the Blue Jays. Ichiro was 7-for-8. Yesterday he goes 2-for-4 with a home run and a double, 3 RBIs, 2 runs scored. He's now hitting 321 as a Yankee, 280 for the year. So Ichiro in the 3-game set against the Blue Jays goes 9-for-13. And again, I think the Yankees should just plug him in the 2-hole. You know, Swisher's been a disaster. Yesterday, Swisher hits a grand slam. So, yeah, he goes 1-for-4 with 4 RBIs. But, you know, he had that, like, 0-for-38 slump or something like that. His average is down in the 250s. Jeter, 2 more hits, 323. What can you say about him? 2 RBIs for Jeter, 4 for Swisher, 3 for Ichiro. Yankees 10, Blue Jays 7. Phil Hughes moves to 16-12. Laffey takes the loss. He's 3-6. Robertson actually comes in and gets the save, his second save of the year. Hughes, 5 innings pitch, 4 hits, 4 runs all earned, 3 walks, 9 strikeouts. Hughes, 16-12 with a 4.05 ERA. And the Yankees scored 7 in the 4th, so when Hughes is giving up some runs, it doesn't really matter. He had an 8-2 lead, you know, came out after it was 8-4. Yankees win 10-7. Suzuki hits his 8th. Swisher hits his 21st. Johnson hits his 15th for Toronto, and Sierra hits his 5th. Yankees 10, Blue Jays 7. Again, when you look at the Blue Jays, you know, they lost Morrow, one of their best pitchers. Obviously, they lost Bautista. This Encarnacion has like 40 home runs and 102 RBIs. They're going to be a good team, the Blue Jays. Again, I've always said they're in the wrong division. Of course, I said the Orioles are in the wrong division, too, and right now that doesn't seem to be the case. But we'll get to them and the standings in a minute as well. Another game, the Tampa Bay Rays. They can't score at all. They're losing 4-1 to Baltimore entering the 9th inning. And they score 6 in the bottom of the 9th. Pena with an RBI single. Jennings with 2 RBI single. And then with the score 4-4, bottom of the 9th, B.J. Upton hits a 3-run homer to win the game. Game-winning, game-ending home run for Upton. Tampa Bay 7, Boston 4. You know, what can you say about the Red Sox? I mean, it's been a disaster season pretty much from start to finish. A few other games to look at quickly in the American League. Kansas City beats the White Sox. Again, playing the role of spoilers now. They get 1 in the bottom of the 9th to beat the White Sox 4-3. Holland gets the win. He's 7-4. Crane takes the loss. He's 2-3. In a game that really doesn't mean anything, the Indians beat the Twins 4-3. Rogers gets the win. He's 3-1. Swarzak takes the loss. He's 3-5. Plouffe hits his 23rd homer of the year for the Twins. You know, the Twins had a decent offense this year, but obviously their pitching let them down. Indians 4, Twins 3. They have identical and terrible 62-88 records. Let's go quickly now to the standings in the American League. The Yankees a game up, 86-63 to 85-64 over Baltimore. 6.5 up on Tampa Bay, 80-70. Boston and Toronto have fallen out of it. The Orioles have one of the 2 wild card spots. Tampa Bay 5.5 out in the wild card. The White Sox still lead the Central, 81-68. They lead Detroit by 2 games, 2 in the loss column. Tigers 2 out of the AL Central, 6 out of the wild card. So again, with 13 games left, it's going to be virtually impossible for them to make up 6 in the wild card. They're going to have to try and catch the White Sox. Kansas City, Cleveland, and Minnesota all out of it. Texas, best record in the American League, 89-60. Oakland, 85-64, 4 behind Texas, but they have they're tied with the Orioles. They have the 2 wild card spots, Oakland and the Orioles. Angels trying to get in one way or the other, 81-69. They're 8.5 out of Texas, so they're not catching Texas. Again, that's 150 games, so the Angels have 12 games left. They are 4.5 out of the wild card, and even that's looking like a long shot. Angels have shot themselves in the foot. They're 4-6, their last 10. You know, they're going to need to win virtually every game to make up 4.5 games and jump a couple of teams in the wild card. Seattle already has fallen out of it. We'll do the entire National League straight after the break. I do want to get to that football game now. You know, Giants show up decimated with injuries on the road at Carolina, short week, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the Giants are a veteran team, Super Bowl winning team. They have Eli Manning. And yesterday, frankly, it just wasn't a game. Giants score in their first four possessions. Two touchdowns, two field goals is 20-0 after they have the ball four times. They drive 80 yards on eight plays. Martellus Bennett catches a TD pass to make it 7-0, and the route was on. And two virtual unknowns, not unknowns if you're a Giant fan like I am. Andre Brown played great last week. Yesterday, 20 carries for 111 yards and two TDs. Here's a guy who was cut seven times by five different teams, including the Carolina Panthers. They interviewed him after the game, and he said, yeah, I drove right by the parking spot I had to park at when I went up to go get cut. So he had some extra motivation. But Andre Brown is clearly a pro running back, doesn't put the ball on the ground. Again, ran for 111 yards and two TDs yesterday. Strong guy. Gets a lot of yardage after he's hit initially. Ramsey Barden, who everyone in New York has been waiting for, fourth year in the league, he had 16 catches his first 3 years. Yesterday he had nine for 138 yards, 6'5", 6'6". Eli Manning, I think, can do it with anyone. He is an elite quarterback. I think that question was finally answered last year. I certainly did not think he was an elite quarterback, and I've watched him his whole career until the playoffs last year. And he just does it time and again, time and again, time and again. And he did beat Tom Brady and Belichick for the second time in the Super Bowl. So what can you say? He's one of the best quarterbacks. You can make a case for him being the best quarterback right now. Giants 36, Carolina 7. Eli 27 for 35, 288 yards and a touchdown. Brown, as I said, 20 rushes for 113 yards and two touchdowns. Barden with nine receptions. Bennett, the tight end, six receptions for 73 yards and a touchdown. Victor Cruz, six receptions for 42 yards. Just a disaster night. I mean, I don't know how else you can put it. Just a disaster night for Cam Newton. Now, the Giants, as you know, have one of the best front fours. They really get after the passer. They're really athletic. They held Cam Newton, to 6 yards rushing. And that's really all you need to know. They totally took him away. They also intercepted him three times, including Michael Boley with a pick. Boley now with three interceptions in three games. Newton, 16 for 30, 242 yards, no touchdowns, three picks. What can you say? A disaster game. And he knew it after the game. If you saw him interviewed, he was really down. Williams, 11 rushes for 50 yards. Not bad, but not great. Olsen, their tight end, seven receptions for 98 yards. Steve Smith, four for 86. Tolbert out of the backfield, four for 47. But really, this was never, I mean, it just was never a game. 20-0 at the half, 27-6 after three. I'm sorry, 26-7 after three. Carolina really got nothing going. And again, give the Giants pass rush a lot of credit. They were criticized in New York. But they're very athletic, they're very strong, they're very quick. Again, when you hold Cam Newton to 6 yards rushing, I think that shows you how great your scheme is. Give the Giants coaching staff credit, give Eli Manning credit. Obviously, they were both on a short week, but the Giants did have to go on the road down to Carolina. So their week is even shorter. But the Giants go down to Charlotte and bury the Panthers. Giants 36, Panthers 7. The Giants showing once again that they're going to be in the mix. Again, this was a 9-7 team last year, won the Super Bowl. So Giants crushed the Panthers. Panthers back to the drawing board. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. rate. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on sportstalknetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. sportstalknetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese, Sunday nights at 8 p.m., only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. We'll get to the National League in a couple of minutes. First, some miscellaneous things. College football last night, one game, Boise State 7, BYU 6. An interesting game because Boise State usually has a high-scoring offense. They scored their only touchdown on an interception return by Michael Atkinson. But what made it even more interesting to me is that BYU scored with 3:37 left in the fourth quarter and decided rather than kick the extra point and probably go to overtime, they went for two. They didn't make it. That was the difference in the game. Boise State 7, BYU 6. College football this weekend. Four games between ranked teams, number 18 Michigan at Notre Dame. Notre Dame 3-0, much more athletic this year. They're ranked 11th now. They certainly manhandled Michigan State last week. And all the higher-ranked teams are at home this week, so you pretty much have to like them. Michigan at Notre Dame, number 15 Kansas State at number 6 Oklahoma. Clemson, number 10 on the road at Tallahassee to play number 4 Florida State. Florida State is the only team, I think, left in the country who can even give Alabama a game. I don't think anybody else can. I don't think Oregon can. I don't think LSU can. Obviously, Arkansas has fallen off a cliff, losing their quarterback. They'll get him back this week, but they're not a top 10 team. Clemson does have Sammy Watkins. In fact, a lot of people are picking Clemson as an upset winner at Florida State, but I think we'll see how good the Seminoles are going to be this year. And the final game between ranked teams, 22 Arizona at number 3 Oregon. Again, the higher seeded teams are at home, or the higher ranked teams are at home. You know, can Michigan's quarterback Denard Robinson give them some trouble? Yeah, I guess he can. And he's killed them in the past. But again, watching Notre Dame smother Michigan State last week, you see how much more athletic Notre Dame has become in the last year. A couple of other notes quickly. Billy Gillespie, who you recall was the coach at Kentucky, got fired after 2 years, didn't coach for a couple of years, got the job at Texas Tech last year. resigned yesterday. He was in the hospital for stress and other illnesses. Just at the same time, there was going to be an announcement about NCAA violations against Gillespie and Texas Tech. And Gillespie was accused of alleged mistreatment of some of his players. He was told by Texas Tech to stay away from the team. Now they must have come to some kind of agreement because he resigned yesterday, ostensibly for health reasons. His 1 year in Texas Tech was a disaster, 8-23. Not a very good time for Billy Gillespie or Texas Tech. A couple of other notes quickly. In golf, the Tour Championship in Atlanta, after the first round, Justin Rose and Tiger Woods tied for the lead at 4-under. Rory McIlroy, who played with Tiger Woods, is 1-under, shot a 1-under-69. Steve Stricker in third, one stroke behind the leaders at 67. Now, interestingly, this week you probably heard this, some people saying they thought, I think it was Greg Norman specifically who said he thought that Tiger Woods was intimidated by Rory McIlroy. Of course, that's ridiculous, but just the fact that anybody would say that Tiger Woods is intimidated by anybody, just the fact that there was a conversation about that tells you how far Tiger Woods has fallen in the last 3 or 4 years. But yesterday, Woods comes out, shoots 4-under, putts well, tied for the lead with Justin Rose, so we'll see what happens. But again, if it's all about majors for Tiger Woods, he still hasn't gotten that job done in 3 or 4 years now. One final note before we get to the National League. The NHL, you know, there's a lockout. Alex Ovechkin has announced that he's going to play in Russia for the Moscow Dynamos. Jaromir Jagr also playing overseas. Again, you know, people think this is going to be a long lockout for the NHL. They have Don Fehr now. The former baseball guy is now the head of the NHL Players Association. But I think this is going to be another lockout. Frankly, the owners and Gary Bettman, they have all the power here. And I think they can dictate a lot. If they miss games, they've obviously already showed they can miss games and essentially make the players come back to what they want. So we'll have to see how that shakes out. And I'm sorry, one other note before the NL. The whole thing with the replacement referees, at least now the real referees met for 2 days with the NFL, but they are not closer to a deal. I heard Mike Pereira on WFAN yesterday saying he thought a deal would happen in the next few weeks or so. Mike Pereira used to be the head of officials of the NFL. Now he works for Fox. It's kind of a sad thing when you have, and look, these guys aren't doing a horrible job. They're just not doing a good job, these replacement refs. And they pointed to a couple of players. Pereira did the Gronkowski hold when you recall New England in a hole all day against Arizona up at Foxborough, up at Gillette Stadium. Got the ball back very late on an almost freak fumble. And then on the first play, ran it in for a touchdown, but Gronkowski was called for holding. That eventually led to Gostkowski missing a 42-yard field goal at the buzzer, so the Patriots lost. He pointed to a couple of games, Mike Pereira did, that could have turned on referees' calls. But overall, I don't think it's been as terrible as a lot of us thought it would be. But overall, it's also not good and only a matter of time. The NFL came out yesterday warning all the coaches not to jump on the officials because that's what's been happening as the coaches and even the players try and take advantage of the officials. Quickly now to the National League. Two wild card hopefuls going in different directions. The Brewers go into Pittsburgh and beat the Pirates. Brewers 9. Pirates 7, Aramis Ramirez with his 25th home run, 3 hits, 3 RBIs. Power gets the win for the Brewers, he's 2-3. Resop takes the loss, he's 1-4. Axford comes in for his 31st save. Braun yesterday 0-3 with an RBI, but he's hitting .311. He's leading the way. Ramirez was great yesterday, 3-5 with 2 runs scored, 3 RBIs. He's hitting .297. You know, the Brewers are making a run. We'll get to the standings. As I said, they're going one way up, 77-72. The Pirates going the wrong way down. They're 74-75. McCutchen is 30th homer, having an unbelievable year. Barnes with his eighth of the year and a fantastic catch in center field, but not enough. Brewers 9, Pirates 7. Dodgers in Washington to play the Nationals. The Nationals clinch a playoff spot. Nationals 4, Dodgers 1. Dodgers another team in trouble. Nationals 91-58, Dodgers 77-73. Detweiler gets the win. He's 10-6. Capuano takes the loss. He's 11-11. Drew Storen gets his third save of the year and looked pretty good doing it. I watched the last inning of that game. Jason Worth 2-for-3, hitting an even 300. What a comeback year for him for the Nationals. Give the Nationals a lot of credit. Give Davey Johnson. Johnson becomes only the second guy to take four teams to the playoffs, the other guy being Billy Martin. Ellis hits his seventh home run for the Dodgers, but it's not enough. Nationals 4, Dodgers 1. Quickly to the other games. Cardinals beat the Astros 5-4. Garcia gets the win. He's 5-7. Norris takes the loss. He's 5-13. Mott gets his 38th save. Alan Craig gets his 22nd homer of the year for the Cardinals. The Reds get 5-7, beat the Cubs 5-3. Of course, Dusty Baker missing a couple of games for the regular heartbeat. Should be back today. Chris Spier was the bench coach, was the manager. Joey Votto with a pinch hit single. For Cincinnati, Castillo hit his fifth homer of the year for Chicago. Johnny Cueto, 18-9 now for the Reds, pitched unbelievable. Corpus takes the loss, he's 0-2. Alfredo Simone, gets his first save of the year. Again, they're mixing and matching now without Chapman coming out of the bullpen. Padres hurt the Diamondbacks, beat them 6-5. Diamondbacks a game under 500 now. Richard gets the win. He's 14-12. Skaggs takes the loss. He's 1-3. Bass gets his first save of the year. Arizona gets home runs from Hill, his 23rd, and Eaton, his first of the year. Guzman hits his eighth of the year for San Diego. The Giants bury the Rockies, pick up another game on the Dodgers, or increase their lead by another game over the Dodgers. Giants 9, Dodgers 2. Sandoval hits his 11th homer of the year. Posey hits his 23rd. And the Phillies, I mean, it's almost sad to say this. The Phillies get 8 in the first, 7 in the ninth. They bury the Mets 16-1. The Mets, no team has fallen off a cliff more than the Mets have. Cloyd gets the win. He's 2-1. Hefner takes the loss. He's 2-7. Ryan Howard hits his 12th of the year. Obviously, he was injured most of the year. Baxter hits his third of the year for the Mets for their only run. Phillies 76-74. We'll get to the standings quickly here now. In the National League, Washington again with the best record in baseball, 91-58. No Steven Strasburg, but they're rolling along anyway. 6-11 win percent is they clinch a playoff spot. The Cincinnati Reds have clinched a playoff spot as well, but not divisions yet. Atlanta 86-64, 5.5 out. They're not going to catch the Nationals, but they are 6 ahead in the wild card. They're 6 games in front of the second wild card team. Philly 4 games out of a wild card. The Mets and Miami long out of it. Again, Cincinnati clinches a playoff berth. They're 11 in front of St. Louis, so it's only a matter of time before they clinch the division. St. Louis, however, despite being 11 out at 80-70, have the second wild card, and everybody's trying to catch them because it doesn't look like anybody's going to catch Atlanta for the second wild, for the first wild card. It looks like Atlanta's locked into that position because they're 5.5 behind Washington with, you know, 13 games to play, or 12 games to play in Atlanta's case. So St. Louis has the second wild card. Everyone's trying to catch them. Milwaukee, 77-72, only 2.5 behind St. Louis. Pittsburgh going the wrong way, 74-75, 5.5 out of the wild card. Cubs and Houston are out of it. San Francisco running away from the Dodgers now, a 10-game lead, 10 in the loss column. They're 87-63. The Dodgers, 77-73. They're 3 out of the wild card. Arizona, 5.5 out of the wild card. San Diego, 8 out of the wild card. But again, with 12 games left, they'd have to win all 12 just to even have a chance. I'm picking one game every week. This week I'm picking the 49ers, -6.5. over the Vikings in the NFL. Quickly, the TV, college football, Georgetown at Princeton, ESPNU at 7 Eastern, Baylor at Louisiana Monroe. That will be an interesting game. ESPN, 8 o'clock Eastern, Major League Baseball, Dodgers at Cincinnati or Oakland at the Yankees, MLB Network, 7 Eastern, and then the White Sox at the Angels, WGN, the superstation in Chicago, 10 o'clock Eastern. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.